2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Millions spent hours getting to, but only a few minutes watching today's total solar eclipse.
I'm Matt Piper. Excitement all over the U.S. from Ohio.
It's really exciting, and I'm happy we get to do it together.
To Niagara Falls.
Just seeing how it got dark, that was an experience that, you know, it's like unforgettable.
To New Hampshire.
You could see stars in the sky.
The crowds almost sounded like they were at a sporting event. The next total solar eclipses in North America are not anticipated until 2044 and 2045.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says an undisclosed date has been set for an invasion of Rafah. This, as CBS's Holly Williams reports from Tel Aviv.
The U.S. says there's a ceasefire deal on the table for Hamas. An Israeli official told CBS News that negotiations are advancing. But a spokesman for Hamas told us that negotiations in Cairo over the weekend were a, quote, setback.
President Biden campaigning in the battleground state of Wisconsin today pledges to wipe out more student debt.
The Department of Education will propose a new rule to cancel student debt for Americans facing financial hardships, from child care to health care, to prevent them from paying back their loans.
Biden's new plan would expand federal student loan relief to new categories of borrowers through the Higher Education Act. Former President Donald Trump says states should decide the abortion laws. He unveils this new position online today, and CBS's Weijia Zhang has more.
This comes after weeks of sending mixed messages. You know, at one point he said he was open to a federal abortion ban, that he just wasn't ready to commit to how many weeks that ban ought to be. There was mounting pressure on him to say he was in favor of a 15-week ban.
It appears global companies are falling behind on their promises to cut carbon pollution. More from CBS's Tracy Wolf.
51 of the world's largest companies have only committed to reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 30% over the next 6 years. The report, published by Carbon Market Watch, an independent climate watchdog, found that some companies such as Mars and Volvo Group have updated their plans with ambitious climate targets, while other companies like Walmart and Duke Energy have only committed to nominal reductions.
Rapper Missy Elliott will hit the road for her first ever headlining arena tour. Out of This World, the Missy Elliott Experience will also feature Busta Rhymes, Ciara, and Timbaland. It kicks off in Vancouver, British Columbia on July 4th, wraps up in suburban Chicago August 22nd. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden unveiling a new student loan forgiveness plan at a stop in Madison Monday. Up to $20,000 in interest would be canceled for the 25 million Americans who owe more now than they first borrowed.
While a college degree still is a ticket to the middle class, that ticket's becoming much too expensive.
And borrowers who make less than $120,000 a year could have their interest canceled. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican bill that would have let 14 and 15-year-olds in Wisconsin work without getting a state permit or their parents' permission. The Republican bill was part of a wider push to roll back child labor laws in Wisconsin. Evers says asking more kids to work is not a serious solution to the state's worker shortage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers rock Seattle. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Cincinnati to open a four-game set against the Reds after winning their weekend series over the Mariners, Milwaukee, with a 12-4 victory yesterday, despite starting pitcher Colin Ray battling the flu. Pat Murphy.
Colin, as you may or may not know, was sick. Had a stomach virus, it looks like, and he'd lost a lot of fluids in every way you can.
At 6-2, what's the team's mindset? Brewers pitcher Colin Ray.
You know, we got to all come in here and and not try and do too much. Just keep being aggressive and competing in the box, competing on the mound.
NBA, the Bucks lose again, this time 122-109 to the Knicks. Milwaukee's now lost four in a row at home and six of their last seven games.
You know, we have, what, four games left? And all playoff teams, you know, maybe that's a blessing for us. I don't know, but we'll figure it out.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers here in the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, lower 40s at a south breeze. A slight chance of showers Tuesday, otherwise a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs in the upper 50s. Showers will continue into your Wednesday. Currently 44 degrees.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Jason Mansmith, Matt Miller, and Don Rosen. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap.
Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to a brand new week. Wow, it's Monday. There's a lot going on. We got a lot to talk about today. The White Rural Rage, this new book, The Secret Political Force Shaping America's Future. I got to tell you about that. And also, a bunch of news stories. Donald Trump's $175 million bond scam. New bird flu news is very troubling. How Ohio is trying to block Biden from the ballot, and how the far right is pressuring Netanyahu not to end the Gaza war. A lot of the news. I'll get to that in about 15 minutes. In the second hour of our program, did RFK Jr.'s campaign just weigh in for Trump? An amazing video clip I'm going to share with you of one of his top people saying, you know, that basically this is how we defeat Biden. Also, there were 12 mass shootings in America this past week. Did you know? Crazy alert in the second hour. Rudy Giuliani says earthquakes are targeting the communist states in America. Seriously? In the third hour of our program, how the press continues to normalize Donald Trump. Also, Trump's RNC chair includes Ukraine in a list of U.S. adversaries. Why? More Putin talking points? And last week, Trump was Jesus. This week, he's Mandela. What'll he be next week? We'll talk about that in the third hour of the program. Wanted to flag for you also Sue Nethercutt, who does our, who writes the, you know, one of the two newsletters that go out every day at tom.tv. She does the Sue's Daily Stack one. She also has a Substack post or, you know, newsletter. It's at suenethercutt.substack.com. It's called Sue's Substack, I believe. And it's titled Nip It in the Bud. And she's talking about how humans are slow to recognize the problems we're causing, let alone finding sustainable solutions. And she looks at Boeing and a whole bunch of other examples. It's worth checking out. You just, you know, go over to Substack.com and plug in Sue Nethercutt. It should come right up. So, White Rural Rage. This is pretty amazing stuff. There's a new book out titled White Rural Rage, The Threat to American Democracy. And it's got a lot of fascinating data in it, and I'm just going to share some of it with you. While white rural voters are only about 20% of the country, they control fully 42% of all the seats in the House of Representatives because of gerrymandering. They are measurably more bigoted and xenophobic than suburban or urban voters, 13 points more likely to hate on queer people, 15 points more likely to support Trump's Muslim ban. And fully 74% of the members of Congress who voted to overturn the 2020 election represented rural districts. Only 22% of city dwellers believe Trump won the 2020 election and Biden and Democrats stole it. A mind-boggling 47% of rural whites are certain that Joe Biden is illegitimately sitting in the White House. But there's an astonishing paradox here, and this is what just blows my mind. is that Republican politicians regularly crap on their own voters in rural America. I mean, instead of offering help or solutions to rural problems, and there's some real serious problems, the GOP and conservative media instead feed them a steady diet of xenophobic and racist fear and hate. And they eat it up. I mean, the racist buffoons among them are 1.5 times more likely to be QAnon followers than people who live in cities or suburbs, for example. But consider this. Democrats created and Republicans opposed virtually all of the programs that keep rural America from sinking even further into poverty and despair. Social Security, unemployment insurance, Social Security disability, Medicare, Medicaid, over 60 farm subsidy programs that funnel billions in taxpayer dollars into rural communities, food stamps, the Women and Infant Children Program, anti-addiction programs, etc. All of these were the work of Democrats. The only real accomplishment of the Trump presidency was passing a $2 trillion tax cut for the morbidly rich that had virtually no effect on rural voters. Nonetheless, 71% of rural voters cast a ballot for Trump in 2020. I mean, it's pretty mind-boggling. There are still 11 mostly rural states where hospitals are closing and people are dying early, unnecessarily, because Republicans in those states have refused to expand Medicaid. Republicans in Congress fought against legislation to expand rural broadband access. They're constantly trying to cut or gut rural health and nutrition programs. They fought against expanding Obamacare, and that would have helped rural people, but they fought against it. You know, the problem here is that most of your red state Republicans know that their seat is never going to be a risk. There's enough Republican voters in their district that they're never going to lose. And so they don't care about their voters. What they care about is the lobbyists and the big corporations and the morbidly rich individuals who will pour millions of dollars into their super PACs or into their lifestyle, giving them, you know, trips on private jets and nice junkets and vacations and things, and you know, who just basically support them. And in exchange for that, these Republicans vote for, you know, more holes in the tax code, more loopholes, bigger fossil fuel subsidies, and they vote against efforts to lower prescription drugs or do anything about global warming. They get rich while the people who put them into office struggle to get by. Ted Cruz just got $600,000 from Clear Channel for his podcast. He escapes to Cancun, right? Laughing at Texas voters all the way. J.D. Vance, a multimillionaire Wall Street guy, lives in an elite townhouse and travels by first class while people in Ohio watch Republican politicians gut their public schools and try to outlaw abortion and birth control. I mean, Republican members of Congress, and actually there were attorneys, state attorneys general as well, went all the way up to the Supreme Court to successfully block President Biden's first attempt at reducing student debt, while rural students carry 60% more student debt than urban students by the age of 25. One of the most chilling quotes from the book is about how rural voters are willing to both abandon democracy and embrace a violent right-wing coup. Quote, "Rural Americans are more likely to believe that it may be necessary at some point soon for citizens to take up arms against the government. Indeed, more than 1 out of 4 rural residents agree that Trump should be returned to office by force if necessary." It's amazing. Rural white voters are far more likely, more than any other demographic group, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, Native Americans, they're far more likely to be willing to overturn our democracy. And the people who represent them are in the majority of legislators who voted to overturn the 2020 election. Now, if black people, for example, were more willing to overturn democracy than any other demographic group, I can guarantee you it would be all over the news. But hey, it's white rural Republicans, and we just always treat them with kid gloves. In fact, you know, you constantly see reporters going to these rural diners to ask the heartland Americans what they really think. And invariably they say something stupid, but it's like a cliche. When was the last time, though? I mean, think about this. I've seen at least a dozen of these in the last couple of weeks, you know, where reporters on CNN or MSNBC or some other network go to one of these diners to ask real Americans what they think. When was the last time you saw a reporter go to Biden supporters in a city or a suburb or even in the rural areas and ask why they're voting for Joe Biden? They don't. They never ask, why are you voting for Joe Biden? The Biden administration has done more for rural America than any president since Lyndon Johnson. And there's a long list of all the things that they've done, or many of the things that they've done, in my article today at HartmanReport.com. And not one single Republican in either the House or the Senate voted for any of the things on this list. In fact, almost all voted against these helps to rural America. So what's going on here? Why, you know, are these people just dumb? Why do they tolerate being conned? One theory is that they hate the same people we hate. They'll put up with politicians lying to them and taking money from the fossil fuel industry while screwing their ability to get health care, as long as those politicians also hate on black people and Hispanic people, right? I mean, it's just others vote Republican because the party's been so effective at branding itself with county fairs, NASCAR, country music, and the overall rural lifestyle. You know, wearing cowboy boots and things like Ron DeSantis did, things like that. And over 1,500 radio stations daily broadcasting a right-wing Republican message to literally every nook and cranny of rural America is another large factor, along with Australian billionaire Lachlan Murdoch's Fox so-called news. So are these people ever going to wake up? I don't think so. But I think what we need to do is take a clue from Rachel Bitticofer's new book, Hit 'Em Where It Hurts. Rachel and I did an event on this at Powell's last Friday night here in Portland. And tell them, you know, start running ads in rural areas pointing out how Republicans are screwing their voters and how Democrats are helping them. I think the Democratic Party should be doing this, and I think that you and I should be doing this. So, you know, if you want to share the message, you know, tag your it and all that, just pass it along. It's over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled White Rural Rage, The Secret Political Force Shaping America's Future. And it's free, by the way. So, 16 minutes past the hour. I've got a whole pile of news stories here that you're going to want to know about. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And around 2 o'clock this afternoon, Eastern Time, it's about an hour from now, right? The eclipse is going to start. It should be interesting. Marjorie Taylor Greene says it's the end of the world.
Step local on up and enjoy what's on tap. All of Wisconsin has gone untapped in all of Wisconsin. Now. In fact, you're on 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have 2 girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love the Superbeats Heart Chews. With Superbeats Heart Chews, I can get daily blood pressure support in just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day, and that's why I've been taking Superbeats for, about a decade now. They're so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied, and they're from Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com, T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. And welcome back. Let's just run quickly through some of the news of the day. There's some really remarkable stuff here. First of all, Donald Trump just came out with his new position on abortion. And his position on abortion is that he's not taking a position. He's saying whatever the states want to do, that's fine. In other words, he has realized how toxic a position this is, and that his 15-week abortion ban, which he was pitching last week and the week before, is not going to work to the benefit of the Republican Party or its nominee, which presumably will be him. So he brags. He says, I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars both sides wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended, Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. Well, no, not all legal scholars. He's lying through his teeth, but that's what he does in almost every sentence. He also falsely claimed that Democrats support execution after birth. He said, that's exactly what it is. The baby is born and the baby is executed after birth. That does not happen. It's a complete lie. He doesn't say whether he'd veto an abortion ban. He doesn't say how Trump regulators would treat mifepristone. He doesn't say how he's going to vote on the Florida abortion referendum. And he doesn't say whether he'll continue to appoint judges whose rulings will further reduce or narrow abortion rights. Meanwhile, the insurance company that got him his $175 bond is coming under scrutiny. Knight Specialty Insurance Company's bond contract, according to the Daily Beast, quote, doesn't actually promise it will pay the money if the former president loses his $464 million bank fraud case on appeal. But it says Trump will pay, negating the whole point of the insurance company being there. This is not common, says Alex Hanley, the CEO of another company, Jurisco Surety Bonds. He says, the only reason this would be done is to limit the liability of the surety. Well, sure. I mean, they know that Trump is a liar and a cheat and a failure at business, has been his entire life. They don't want to stand behind it. One former regulator told the Daily Beast, I believe this paper isn't worth much and there are more shenanigans behind it. So, it's being challenged now by Letitia James. We'll see how this plays out. H5N1 is now confirmed in 11 U.S. farms. This is the bird flu that has been in wild birds for a couple of years. It's starting now to jump to mammals and humans. A Texas dairy worker has tested positive. The virus and cats, 40 cats died on a single dairy farm. The virus was 100% fatal to cats within 48 hours. And for people, this virus from January 2003 to February of 2024, there were 887 cases of human infections with this flu virus, H5N1, from 23 countries. Of these 887 cases, 462 were fatal. That's a fatality rate of 52%. Half of the people who get this flu die. Five Texas dairy herds have now been reported as infected. Bird flu is in roughly a dozen dairy cattle herds across six states. So hang on to your hats. This might get wild. Meanwhile, Ohio is looking at possibly blocking Joe Biden from the ballot. They passed a law that the ballot, that about 3 weeks after the Democratic convention, or 3 weeks before the Democratic convention, is when a Democratic candidate or any candidate has to register with the state of Ohio. And Joe Biden won't be the official candidate until after the Democratic convention. So what are we going to do? I guess they'll work it out in Ohio, but this is going to get interesting. And finally, a story about Netanyahu and the Gaza War. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break, and then I'll pick up your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Tell from Lakewasota State Park and the Pablo Center, in town, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station the talking Chippewa about your hometown. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Breaking news. The Huskies have won the men's NCAA final. CBS's Nora O'Donnell watched along with thousands at the Indianapolis Speedway, the solar eclipse.
Even kids who were supposed to be in school were able to get off, you know, for the afternoon and watch this moment. And we could hear them screaming in delight at this kind of once in a lifetime moment, this sort of front row seat to majesty, if you will.
Negotiators in Cairo seeking a ceasefire in Gaza. As Linda Gradstein reports, Palestinians going home are finding areas unrecognizable.
Thousands of people did leave Rafah and go towards Khan Yunis. What they found when they got there is that almost all of the homes have been destroyed.
President Biden campaigning in Wisconsin pledges new steps to wipe out student debt.
Starting this fall, we plan to deliver up to $20,000 in interest relief to over 20 million borrowers.
CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Body parts are turning up around Milwaukee County. A human leg was found in a park in Cudahy last week. Another body part was found in Milwaukee a few days later. The family of a missing teenager says it wants answers. Authorities can't confirm a connection, but they have brought in someone for questioning. President Biden says student loan debt is crippling too many Americans and hurting the U.S. economy.
My administration will propose a new rule to cancel up to $20,000 in runaway interest for any borrower that owes more now than when they started paying the loan.
Biden in Madison Monday announcing new steps that could benefit 25 million Americans. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingies.
Winged Thingies! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingies.
The Winged Thingies.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers here in the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, lower 40s at a south breeze. A slight chance of showers Tuesday, otherwise a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs in the upper 50s. Showers will continue into your Wednesday. Currently 44 degrees.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. So it's being reported that far-right partners are pressuring Netanyahu not to end the Gaza war. They want more violence, more death and destruction. Right-wing extremist factions of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition government are ramping up pressure to keep up the Gaza war. This is from National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir. Which he wrote on Twitter yesterday. He said, if the prime minister decides to end the war without a broad assault on Rafah to decisively defeat Hamas, he will have no mandate to continue as prime minister. And Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich from the far-right National Religious Party said, instead of taking our foot off the accelerator, we must increase the pressure on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. This is the only way to get the hostages back and destroy Hamas. Well, what can you say? I mean, yes, increase the pressure. No, don't kill a whole bunch more civilians in order to do that. It's, you know, there are rational, safe, reasonable ways to do this. And then there's, you know, the George W. Bush, Benjamin Netanyahu strategy of just bomb the crap out of them and kill as many civilians as you can, which in this day and age, just in my opinion, just doesn't work. It just, Netanyahu is just creating the next generation, probably the next two generations of Hamas terrorists. And he didn't have to do this. As Joe Biden pointed out to him, he didn't have to do this. Just like we didn't have to invade Afghanistan and Iraq. Anyhow, what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Rob in Mount Iron, Minnesota. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Nice talking to you. It's where I got something here. I got a little tidbit in that I remember from the past. It's where during the Trump reign presidency, he had an agreement that was put together, I think, by President Obama and a few other countries to be able to control Iran's nuke programs and to be able to look over them and stuff like this. And if I remember correctly, Trump scuttled it and put nothing in its place.
That's right.
Now with all the tensions rising in the Middle East over Iran, who will get the blame if Iran nukes somebody? Biden? President Biden? Trump or President Obama? Yeah. Nobody thought about Pearl Harbor or 9/11, did they?
No, although the Republicans will tell you that FDR knew it was coming and wanted it to come because the Republicans were opposed to our entry into World War II, but that's a whole kind of separate thing. But yeah, I get what you're saying, and I think that, we know Republicans would blame, I mean, you know, Republicans would blame Biden for the eclipse if they could. I mean, it's just, you know, they don't care. It's the Democrats' fault. That's their mantra.
Could get really serious, though.
Yeah, it could. I'm expecting Iran is probably going to be a little more cautious, but, on the one hand, just, you know, out of their own need for self-survival and keeping in mind, you know, Israel has nukes. But that said, you know, there's a huge protest movement, anti-Mullah movement in Iran, and they have succeeded in suppressing it, although it occasionally erupts, like when that one woman got killed by the morality police back last year. But, you know, if they find themselves backed into a corner, if they feel like there's no way out, then, yeah, I think your scenario is entirely possible, Rob, and not a good thing. Rob, thank you for the call. Nice to hear from you. Susan, in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
Hello. Welcome from a Republican bastion on your eastern border.
Uh-huh.
We've had 40 straight years of a Republican stranglehold on our state government. Cecil Andrus retired as governor. He was our last Democrat in 1994. Since then, it's been Republican governors, Republican Senate, Republican legislature. And not only vote against the interests of our population, they are stunningly incompetent. And I can give you a fabulous example right this year. A year ago, after a year of public shaming with ProPublica and our Idaho statesmen publicizing the poor state of our schools, poor teacher pay, poor capital, structures, and an uprising of the citizens here with an initiative to actually fund teacher pay. The legislature called itself back into session, went around the initiative proposal and voted to increase teacher pay. Fine. This year, the governor's number one proposal, let's do the capital improvements on these schools that have not had repairs for decades. And that was left to the last minute because our 3 months of legislative time have to be devoted to transgender and illegal aliens. But they're so incompetent, they can't even write the legislation with a three-month pause. We had a school capital improvements bill finally go into the governor's office that is so flawed. It was followed by 7 rider bills to correct the problems in the bill. For example, the biggest need is in our rural districts. What happened? About a quarter of the money that would be allocated out of $2 billion would go to our state's largest suburban school district, which never has had a problem levying any kind of tax levy for school improvements. But specifically cut out are our rural schools who have gone to the 4-day school week because they can't afford to pay for anything else. Specifically, they can't have any access to the money in the original bill. One of the 7 rider bills is to correct that, and there's 6 more. They can't even write a bill over here.
Wow. This is what happens when you know that your seat is safe. You know, they start sucking up to lobbyists and going to parties and becoming media stars like Marjorie Taylor Greene but they don't do the people's business.
Absolutely.
There's no accountability.
Annual polls show what Idahoans would like to have taken care of in their state. Jobs, education, things like that. That's not what this legislature does. The only bright spot is, for the first time in decades, the Democrats are actually fielding candidates in all of our legislative districts. They had so given up that in 2022 we had maybe a third of the districts with an actual Democrat on the ballot. Mm. We are now turning that around a little bit, and all I can say is people come out and vote.
Yeah. Amen. Susan, thank you very much. Very, very well said, and thanks for the report from Idaho. Mary in Waterloo, Iowa. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Well, the Iowa caller said he didn't see any bright spots in Iowa because we're from Tim Reynolds.
Yeah.
Well, there was a poll taken a few months ago, and Rob Sands got a rating of 56%, and Kim Reynolds got a 48%.
Who's Rob Sands?
And this Rob Sands, he's a Democrat. He's the auditor of the state of Iowa.
Oh, interesting.
And he speaks out how many times. So I think he will be running in 2 years against Reynolds or another Republican.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. That's good news. Thank you, Mary. Thanks for the report on that. Appreciate it. Sadie in Donaldsonville, Georgia. Do I have
the
right say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
What's up?
You mentioned the White Rural Rage. I have bought it, but I haven't read it yet because I see so much of that in people I speak with at church and in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
In our area, we're trying to get a Georgia Federation of Democratic Women chapter in Southwest Georgia because there are no chapters here, and everything's been so gerrymandered. There are no we have Sanford Bishop in Congress, but and of course we have our 2 Democratic senators, thank the Lord.
Mm.
But we're striving so hard to get people to think differently. Mika on Morning Joe mentioned, even on abortion, we've got to talk about it a different way. It's not about women only. It's the women the abortion part of that is such a small minority of what those clinics did, our health centers did, and now they're closing them. It's bigger and bigger and bigger. And so we have to broaden the subject. The subject isn't abortion. It's about women's health.
Yep.
And in the voting thing, our Stacey Abrams failed herself in the state of Georgia because she didn't sell herself to the voters. I recently saw an article about the 6 states within the state of Georgia, and the whole southern part is the rural South Georgia. And that's why I bought that book.
Yeah.
I want to commend Tim Alberta for his book, The Kingdom, the Power, and the Glory,
that
explains the evangelical churches and all the impact of Trump in those churches and how they put them on the altar, beginning with the Falwells and Ronald Reagan, all the way up. And I have been so ignorant of what was going on within those churches, but I am now better informed due to people like him.
Yeah.
I've also just read
the political party power.
There's one book, The False White Gospel by Jim Wallace, I think it is. And I have ordered it. I haven't gotten it. And that's about what the evangelical nationalism.
Mm-hmm. Jim Wallace is a good guy.
Now, I think that's going to be a great book to read for everybody. Enjoy. And the more we are, another thing I think we need is public education on Israel and Palestine, that there's so many layers to it. And everybody's mad at Biden, but, I mean, just look at the different groups of people within Israel.
Yeah.
And Netanyahu does not reflect the majority of those. And I think he's...
He's on his way out. Right now, his popularity is like, 13% or something like that? I mean, it's really, really low.
I think he's out. And then we can make progress there better.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, Benny Gantz is like Afghanistan. And I didn't know about Charlie Wilson's war until that movie came out where we got Russia out of Afghanistan the first time.
There you go. Sadie, thank you for the call and for all your comments, and particularly about rural white rage.
And thank you for Free Speech TV and your program.
Thank you, Sadie. Richard in Los Angeles. Hey, Richard, thanks for listening to KPFK. What's up?
Good morning. So I heard your talk about the White Rural Rage book, and I just would like to bring to your attention an article by Tyler Austin Harper in The Atlantic.
I read it.
I think that I come from Johnson County, which was cited right in there as one of his mistakes in identifying cities, places as being rural.
Right.
So I think we need to take with a grain of salt what he's saying.
Well, most of the studies that they cited, the stuff that I put in my article, having read the article in the Atlantic, which seemed to me more like they were picking nits. You know, they were selectively picking out things in the book and saying, no, that's not right, that's not right. But the statistics that I pulled out and put into my article were not things that were attacked in the Atlantic article. They're things that I think are fairly irrefutable. And so, yeah, you know, I get it, but...
All right, but I'll just tell you, Johnson County is no way rural.
Yeah.
It's the most populous county in the state, and it does have some pretty terrible politics, though.
Okay, I get it. Richard, thank you very much for the call. It's 47 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, a place where despair is not an option. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
From Lenny Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping into the station.
We're talking about everything that's on tap
in your
world
today.
93.5 The Tap.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's one of the favorite annual events in the Chippewa Valley. The Chippewa Falls Friends of the Library Book Sale is happening Friday, April 26th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, April 27th, 9 to noon. There will be books of all types for all ages, along with audio, video materials. Find information at ChippewaFallsLibrary.org. If deadlines are more your style, don't miss the 24-hour project on Saturday, April 27th. It's a chance to see a series of short plays written and directed in less than 24 hours. It's happening all day at the Grand Theater in Eau Claire and includes art and music too. And the Arts West event is set for Monday, April 29th. You'll find an impressive exhibit by artists from across the state at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library in Eau Claire. It's the 45th year for Arts West. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare of right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is April Fool's Day. Did you fall for any jokes today, Conrad?
Well, I guess I did fall for one, but it was unfair because it happened last week.
Yeah, what the heck?
Hot dog water from 7-Eleven.
We both fell for that, but it's not even... It's like, after the Kurter Burger, I'll believe anything. I can believe it was hot dog water, and that was like March 26th. That's so lame.
They actually did make it, though.
Good.
We got some people to actually drink it.
Suckers.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for my listeners, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Make better sleep a health priority. Go to CozyEarth.com and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with CozyEarth.com, and be sure to use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Look, I saw this interview with Mike Turner over the weekend. He's a Republican.
Yep.
And I want to be clear. I want to be clear on this because of my military experience, I sometimes come off as a know-it-all. But this is how good Russian propaganda is. he was saying his fellow Republicans are now just retransmitting Kremlin propaganda. He says he hears his fellow Republicans talk about how this whole war against Ukraine was about NATO expansion when it's not. Now, I even fall for that one, Tom. That's even worn me down because there's so many other things people bring up. Well, I know what it is. They're just flooding the zone with BS, all right? And basically, we forget the core. So what is the core of this? This is a dictator's land grab.
Yep.
We cannot allow a world like this.
Yep.
Do you think our allies can't grab land? I mean, do you think we can't?
Last time Europe saw this was 1933, and they don't want to see it again.
Right, and I just wanted to connect this to Israel real quick, too. Look, this is what we need to know, Tom, in my opinion, all right? They were talking about how a billionaire in China is getting criticized because his son's an American, right? And it's social media. It's like millions of Chinese people are nailing him on social media. Right. What we need to be offended by and what we need to be careful about is the mass slaughter of innocent women and children and non-combatants, okay? Including men, right? Yeah. Non-combatants. We do not want to live in a world that is desensitized to grabbing land and calling it your own militarily and killing non-combatants by military means.
I completely agree with you, Dave. Two really important points. Thank you so much for calling to make them. Marty in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hey, Tom. First-time caller. Just wanted to find out if you thought it was a little bit disingenuous or if Fox News is actually catering to the racists in their viewership when they go to these, you know, small Midwestern towns, and they claim it's the real America. And you can pretty much tell from the outset what they're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take my answer off air. But another thing I want to say is I find it a little disingenuous as well as you know, the Fox pundits. They always critique the American college system and so forth. But aren't a majority of those folks Ivy League graduates? I know
many of them,
whatever
certainly.
His name is.
Many of them,
certainly. Yeah, and I'll take my answer off air, and great show today, Tom.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, Fox News is not unique in that, by the way. It's, you know, all of the networks, whenever there's something going on in one of these rural states, you know, like the Iowa primaries or whatever, they send their reporters there, and they sit down in a diner, and they get a bunch of voters together, Republicans, and say, well, you know, but they don't, you know, I can't remember the last time I saw a reporter go into any town anywhere in America, you know, whether it's a rural community or whether it's, you know, suburban or urban, and get together a bunch of Biden voters and say, why are you voting for Joe Biden? It's like this is one of those ways. This is very subtle media bias. And the media is doing this because they know that if they insult Republicans, and if they call out Republicans and tell the truth about the damage Republicans are doing to our country and to our rural areas, then those Republicans will refuse to come on those networks programs any longer. And if they do that, then those networks programs are dead. And so, you know, all these hosts know this. Don't you dare make these Republicans look bad because they won't come back on your program. And they all live in fear of it. I can tell you, I know these people. I've been in this business for 21 years. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5 The Tap.
everybody. Todd Allball, noon to 2 on Tuesday. It'll be our friend Luke Mathers and much more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
So let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.